Do you need to go through emails? Yes. Do you need to look at your phone? Okay. But set aside time. It shouldn't just be impulsive and then to have it derail your day.
It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, coming to you broadcasting throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com. And, of course, on the 77 WABC app. Yes, thank you, New York. The Nielsen ratings have us once again in the top 10 in New York AM radio. Nielsen, of course, is the global measurement and data analytics company. So the fact that we have such a high rating is a testament to the quality guests that we have had on this show over the last 5-plus years. In fact, if you missed last week's show, you missed a real treat. It's up. And I believe the YouTube clip is up or also by now. It's the interview I had with none other Dr. Rich Roberts. He led a biopharmaceutical company and sold it years ago. He led it for around a quarter century. And he shared so many valuable tips about hiring and firing, you know, who likes to talk about that? No one. But he's a straight shooter. He ran a major company, and he spoke. He spoke tachlis. Everyone knows what tachlis is. He spoke tachlis. And you can access that entire interview by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. On tonight's show, we have a very, very special treat in store for you. We're going to select many of the top 1 minute clips from business superstars like Michael McIntyre from Investors Bank, Shep Hyken, the world renowned customer service expert, Bruce Katz from Samuel Hubbard, Beth Comstock, former CMO at GE, and many other great guests. And we're going to be sharing those clips in tonight's show, quick one-liners that you can apply in your business. In addition, later on in the show, I'll be joined by talented colleagues here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, in the special segment called Talking Tactics. Talking Tactics is... yeah, that's exactly what it is. They're going to be talking tactics and sharing valuable advice that we have a great staff here at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group, and they're going to be sharing they're going to be talking tactics. As the listeners know, throughout the shows, we cover such a wide range of topics and business categories: strategic planning, communications, marketing and advertising, time management, hiring, social media, and so much more. And tonight's edition, you'll be getting a sampling of a wide range. We're going to be talking about the customer experience. I mean, Shep Hyken is one of the leading people in the world that speak about that, and he'll be featured in tonight's show. A special thank you to the great team here at BLMG, Cirilli, Michal, Brocha, Miriam, Avigail, Malki. Thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Glenn, Matt, Chris, thank you. And of course, we have a robust YouTube channel, and we're on Spotify. We're on all the major podcasting channels, and that's... on the main site for this show, that's where you can access every single past guest. The interview I had last week with Dr. Rich Roberts. The interviews I had with Beth Comstock. What about the interview I had with Greg Williams, the master negotiator? In fact, we're gonna hear from him again tonight as well. So we're gonna go to a short commercial break. When we come back, we're gonna open with top tips from business leaders in today's environment. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Sol Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. By the way, of course, how can I forget? A very important reminder for everyone to go and vote. A big election, the national election, is November 3rd, this coming Tuesday. Many people in the audience have already voted. That's great. There's early voting here in New York and in, you know, throughout the country. If you didn't vote yet, please make sure to vote. Every vote counts. No one should ever say that, like, oh, you know, I live in a blue state, and if I'm going to vote for Trump, or the other way around, they're in a red state, and I'm going to vote for Biden, and my vote doesn't make a difference. That is not true. Every single vote counts. It counts on many different levels. So people just, you know, sometimes they come up with an excuse, and they just think, like, okay, you know, because of that excuse, I'm just going to be lazy. Don't be lazy. Vote. Every single vote counts. Okay. Now we're going to go to tonight's show. We're going to listen to top takeaways from recent guests that we've had here on Mind Your Business. And by the way, every single one that we're playing is part of Business Class. Business Class is a very, very creative approach. It was developed here at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group, as a way to share the knowledge that we have here at Bottom Line with the world at large. There's so many people that want to tap into that knowledge base that we have here. And therefore, we created Business Class, where every single day, there's a clip that goes out. So if you're on Instagram, just follow us at Business Class Clips. Again, on Instagram, Business Class Clips. If you prefer to get the broadcast every single day on your phone, so by WhatsApp, it's very simple. Just text over sign up to 718-594-6519. Text over sign up, just those two words, to 718-594-6519 in WhatsApp, and you will automatically be entered to receive the daily broadcast. Okay, we're going to go, our first clip here is from an interview I had with Christine Comerford about relieving stress. Let's give a listen.
I always first say, what would you like? And sometimes people say, I don't know what I would like. So then tell me what you would not like. What are the three things you don't want? Well, I don't want so much stress. You know, what are the three things you don't want? Which one hurts most? pick that. So if it's like, I don't want so much stress. Okay, good. So that's what we don't want. Now, what's the positive counterpart? What's the opposite of not so much stress? Is it more peace? Is it peaceful inside, regardless of what's happening outside? So once we know what we would like, and sometimes we have to go through the path of what we would not like, then we can map it to the actual resource that we need to use first.
She wrote a number of books. One of them is Smart Tribes. And she even admitted or revealed when we had her on the show, her clients are like Bill Gates and people like that. Yeah, she's one smart person. Now we're going to go to one of the leading customer experience experts in the world, Shep Hyken.
But this is the main thing. Let's just figure out the best, most convenient way. Mm-hmm. Number two is self-service, you know, giving control to the customer. And we'll give you some examples of that in a moment. Number three is technology. And good technology can drive a great experience. And we'll give you some examples of that. Number four is the subscription model. Subscriptions are not just for newspapers and magazines anymore. You can subscribe to almost anything. Software, you now, people don't think of it as a software license on a monthly fee that you're paying or an annual fee you're paying to use license. That's a subscription.
By the way, a shout out, we had on the show Teen Zua. He wrote the subscription economy.
I actually interviewed him for one of my shows. And he's a brilliant, brilliant man.
Yeah.
So in his book, he talks about you can subscribe to a car now. People don't want to own things. And that's different than renting or leasing a car. So that's subscription.
Mm-hmm.
Delivery. Car dealership that delivers car. And there's many ways you can deliver information, deliver product. You can, you know, think about 2-day delivery, 1-day delivery, 2-hour delivery, or just as a salesperson, let me bring it to you. And finally, number six is access. And access could be hours of operation. Are they convenient to the customer? Logistically, are you close to the customer? So there's different ways to be accessible.
That particular clip was over 60 seconds, but it was packed with information. He was sharing this six principles of the convenience revolution, and he just wrote a book on that. He's written many books. In fact, one of them is Be Amazing or Go Home. We give it to everyone here at BLMG because we want to be amazing and we want to deliver for our clients, and that's why we read Shep's book. But this was about the convenience revolution. Thank you, Shep. Now we're going to give a listen to a leading... this guy's really interesting because, you know, when a person hears someone who's a comedian, so they're going to say, well, what does that have to do with business? No. This guy's a business comedian. He speaks before business audiences, and he always has important information to share. And we're going to begin with the question that I asked him when we were on the show. None other than Steve Rizzo.
How important is it for someone to wake up with and to just approach the day with that clean slate, that Etch-a-Sketch, you shake it, it's fresh?
It's incredibly important. It's the foundation to your success and happiness, and most people don't realize that. As soon as you open up your eyes to greet the day, that's when you enter into consciousness, and it is at that moment that your creativity is at its most powerful. At that moment, you have an incredible opportunity to steer your thoughts and your emotions in the direction that you want them to go. Man, I know people, and probably a lot of you listeners do this. As soon as they open up their eyes, they're still groggy, their covers aren't even off, and they reach over to their nightstand, they grab their iPhone, and they start looking at all of the messages that they think need to be answered before they even leave the house. That's insane. Then they start internalizing all the stuff that has to be done on that coming day, and they can't understand why, when they're going into work, after even they had 3 cups of coffee, their energy level is rock bottom.
Now, I'm not going to turn to anyone here to ask them if they do that, but let's face it. You want to start off the day with a bang. You want to have the energy going with motivation. You don't want to start off and like suddenly, oh, I got to deal with that problem now. Ay, ay, ay. Oy vey. No. You want to jump right in. And therefore, set aside time. Do you need to go through emails? Yes. Do you need to look at your phone? Okay. But set aside time. It shouldn't just be impulsive and then to have it derail your day. Now we're actually going to, you know what? Now we're going to go to this clip is from last year's Kosher Fest 2019. I had the opportunity to catch up with Dr. Louis Malzmacher. Let's give a listen.
The one big thing is to invest in your people. I mean, that is the success of, we have a number of organizations in the medical and dental business, and we've got incredible, incredible people that work there and that run it, and you've got to trust them, but you've got to hire people that you can really, really trust. I know that people say that all the time, but the basics are really true.
Great point.
Really,
I mean, it can't be a cliche. It's got to be for real.
It's got to be for real.
Invest in your people.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Such an important point, and that's why we're blessed here at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Also, a reminder, later in the show, there's a new segment called Talking Tactics, and it's presented by my colleagues here, Elio Lera, VP of Operations, and Mrs. Avigail Menzalevsky, the Creative Director, and they're going to be talking tactics, straight. That's what it is. They're talking tactics. Let's go to another one before commercial. Oh, wow. Okay, here's a clip with Beth Comstock. Beth Comstock was the former CMO and vice chair at General Electric. And we discussed how to test a campaign idea. That's a pretty important topic, right? How to test a campaign idea. Here goes.
I think when you feel that your message isn't resonating with the market, that your customers are confused, and most importantly, if your employees are confused. I'm a big believer that if your brand, your campaign message does not resonate inside, it will never resonate outside. So I think you just need to keep pulsing internally and see if employees are connecting with customers in the right way. If not, you need a reboot.
What an important advice, right? A person would think like, oh, you know, internally, they're not going to, they might be more critical. No. Test it. Is it working? Is your campaign idea working internally? If you see that it's working internally, then there's a very good chance it's going to connect with the public out there. By the way, these clips that I've been sharing, for those that are already signed in, it's free, a free business class daily. Usually they're under 60 seconds. If you're on Instagram, simply go to Instagram Business Class Clips and just follow us, and you'll automatically get it into your feed every day. If you wish to get it as a WhatsApp broadcast, all you have to do is on WhatsApp, text the word sign up to 718-594-6519. On WhatsApp, text sign up to 718-594-6519, and you will automatically receive this free business class micro learning in basically 60 seconds or less, a great business tip to get you ahead in today's business world. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. A reminder, everyone should make sure to vote. The national election 2 days away, November 3rd. very important. Every single vote counts. Very important. Tonight's show, we're sharing a lot of great one-minute clips that on such a variety, wide variety of business topics. In fact, we're going to open now with a clip from Angela Sedang at Marks Paneth about valuations. Let's give a listen.
Start with a grassroots universal definition of valuation, because as you said, it can take different paths. It's really an analytical process. It's, you know, a methodology for determining the monetary worth or the price of an asset, liability, business, company, and even a person. So right now I can actually value you, Yitzhak. And, you know, it's
please not on the air.
Yeah, it's conducted by professionals such as myself. It's, you know, neither strictly an art nor a science, but it's a hybrid of both. It's not an exact science in the sense that no precise outcome or number exists to measure value. But it is a science in the sense that it involves math, statistics, economics, and involves logical and analytical reasoning.
These business class clips cover a wide range. Every single day, a clip goes out. If you like using Instagram, just follow us by visiting Business Class Clips on Instagram, and you automatically will get the clips. If you happen to be on WhatsApp and you would like to receive the free broadcast every single day, text on WhatsApp, text 718-594-6519. That's the number. Text the word sign up. Sign up, two words, sign up to 718-594-6519, and you will receive the free business class daily clip. Okay, now we're going to go to a clip. Oh, this is great. I'm going to play this one.
I'm happy you asked me. Wait a second.
Before I get there, okay. This guy, I asked him a question about pride. This was recorded back in at Culture Fest 2019, and I asked him, are you ever challenged on price? Now you'll hear this guy sells pickles. Okay, are you ever challenged on price? Here goes.
I'm happy you asked me. All day long and all week long I do sales for the company. I am challenged on price, and my answer is you get what you paid for. If you go into a restaurant and they serve a lousy pickle, the fresh rye bread is now stale. The corned beef is too fatty. The mustard is too yellow. The entire meal is ruined when you start with a soggy, tasteless pickle. So that means when you get what you pay for. There's nothing in this world that you get the best for the cheapest price. That's the way the world works.
Stephen Leibowitz, Chief Pickle Maven. How do you love it? Isn't it a great title? Chief Pickle Maven. By the way, title's also part of marketing. A strategic title. So this Stephen Leibowitz, Chief Pickle Maven, that's what he... And he's right. He's right. If it's a lousy pickle, then the person complains about everything. Nothing is good. Now let's talk about perfection. This is from an interview I had with Bruce Katz. He is the CEO of Samuel Hubbard. And we talk about perfection. Perfection takes time.
My gold standard is if I'm wearing a pair of shoes, I don't want to remember I have them on. If at any point in the day I think I have my shoes on, then I've done something wrong. And I've had people write to me and say, you know, I used to come home and take my shoes off when I got to the house, and I realized I was more comfortable wearing the shoes around the house than I was taking them off. Or another guy said, I come down in the morning, I used to put my bed slippers on, now I put on my Hubbards because they're more comfortable than my bed slippers. So, you know, these are the kind of standards that I try to measure up to. And when we design a shoe, unlike many shoe companies, one of the things we do is we take a long time to do it. People in the shoe industry, they have fashion cycles. They have to bring out new shoes every 4 or 5 or 6 months. Some of these shoes, the first shoe took us almost a year and a half to get right.
Perfection takes time. That's just the way it is. Now we're going to go to Greg Williams. He is the master negotiator. And here he shares a very important tip to keep in mind when you're negotiating.
If you act in a confident manner, it'll be portrayed throughout your actions. Now, some people may have noticed the tonality change in my voice.
Right, you had
that. Exactly.
Boom.
Right, and energy can be felt when you're in a negotiation, which can offset the opposing team if they think they have the upper hand, and you all of a sudden say something along the lines of, I'll tell you what. I'll take it or leave it. As a matter of fact, I'll give you 5 minutes to make a decision because then I'm out of here. And they'll go, well, wait a minute. I thought I had the upper hand. No. So it's a way, just by having that mindset, to actually control the flow of the negotiation.
Can you imagine? All these clips are free, and they're by video. So if you're on WhatsApp, this is just too good to be true, right? What could you get for free? Well, you can get business class for free. By WhatsApp, all you have to do, again, on WhatsApp, text over the two words sign up to 718-594-6519. Text over sign up to 718-594-6519, and you will receive free the daily business class by broadcast. And if you prefer to do it on Instagram, no problem. On Instagram, visit Business Class Clips and just follow us, and you'll automatically you'll see us in the feed. Now let's go to a clip from an interview I had with Chuck Garcia on the topic of dealing with pressure. All right, we all got to deal with pressure once in a while. How do you deal with pressure? Let's give a listen.
How do we help individuals when they are under fire, under the metaphorical fire, under pressure? How do we help them with breathing techniques, with mindfulness, to recognize where they are in time and space and not let their emotions hijack the very thing they're trying to convey? Because what often happens, Yitzhak, is when people get caught up into the pressure, something is called either adrenal overdrive or emotional hijacking. Then they begin to break down and stop thinking.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen. You don't want to stop thinking. But yes, you don't want you just have to make sure to manage the emotions and to understand how to deal with pressure. Now we're going to go to a clip that we had with Michael McIntyre. Michael McIntyre is one of the top executives at Investors Bank. And here he talks about, many times when I'm speaking with very smart people, they give advice that you think to yourself, you say, you know, wait a second, that's like so basic, but you know what? It's profound. And the reason why the person is giving that advice is because so few people listen to it. Let's give a listen to what he had to say.
I think from my perspective, you know, covering small businesses, we remain available to provide advice and counsel. It's not about a transaction or a product or a service. I speak to dozens of customers a week that are just, they have questions and they're looking for advice and they're looking for some guidance. And you know what I say to them, and I think this call, this, you know, this conversation today kind of reflects that, is, you know, you need to have a good trusted financial advisor, you know, an accountant or a lawyer. You should be consulting with them on a regular basis. You know, you should be evaluating, you know, the risks that we're facing or the valuation of your company right now. But, you know, in talking to your banker and talking to the team that I lead here, you know, our selling point is really just to provide, you know, reliable counsel, reliable advice, recognizing that we've just come through a very, you know, traumatizing 5 months. But again, I've said this many times, businesses have reinvented themselves over the last 5 or 6 months, and we're there to help them.
Michael McIntyre is the director of business banking at Investors Bank. And always seek guidance from a trusted advisor. these clips can, you can get them for free. And by the way, they're by video. They're by video. So on Instagram, the easiest way is just to follow us on Business Class Clips and just follow us. You'll automatically receive it in your feed. And if you're on WhatsApp, the easiest way to get them, these free, on average, 60-second or less clips every single day to get them in your inbox, just text sign up on WhatsApp. Text sign up to 718-594-6519. Again, text sign up to 718-594-6519, and you will receive the free daily broadcast on Business Class, which features valuable information, 60 seconds or less, a quick video. How valuable is that? Yeah, it's just, and it's free. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful, but the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. In case you missed my interview last week, it's up on mybradio.com. My interview was with none other than Dr. Rich Roberts. He even said it openly on the show. I mean, he brought back a business from the verge of bankruptcy to where it sold for a very healthy amount. And that experience, he has so much to share. And on last week's show, we specifically spoke about hiring and firing. And he shared such important advice and tips that could be for a business that has 1,000 employees, 10,000 employees, or even 2 employees, because he spoke about the importance. So let's, for example, like hiring. He spoke about the importance of having a great job description. Now, that's something that many businesses skip over. They're like, you know what? I'll just put out a classified ad. I'm going to skip over the importance of a job description. He don't skip that step. And he shared many other important steps and tips for hiring and, when necessary, firing. And that entire episode is available by at MYBRadio.com. MYBRadio.com, that's the platform that hosts, run out of breath here, that hosts every single past show that we've had on this great program. Well, tonight's show, we're going through some really great one-minute clips with very important business leaders, business celebrities, where they share their advice on a wide range of issues, dealing with pressure, seeking guidance from a professional, how to negotiate, what if you're challenged on price. Now, I'm not going to go back to that. I mean, you can always go to the archive and listen to it. But Stefan Leibowitz, when he spoke about the chief pickle maven being challenged on price, that's a that's a great clip. And by the way, these business class clips are free. You imagine, what do you get for free today? You get business class for free. If you're on Instagram, just follow us at Business Class Clips. Business Class Clips, just follow us on Business Class Clips for free. And if you're on WhatsApp, all you have to do on WhatsApp is to text over sign up to 718-594-6519. Text over sign up to 718-594-6519, and you will get to see important videos. In fact, now we're going to go straight to the, listen to this, how to set goals. And guess who I interviewed? None other than the CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart.
Right. In my own experience, if I have a goal but I don't write it down, there's just I'm pulled in too many directions every single day. I mean, there's distractions of the phone and email and social media and all kinds of things and family and work. You know, so, you know, for me to be able to say these are the things I'm going for, and I would advise people to keep it simple and short, right? So it doesn't have to be 10 things. It doesn't have to have 20 subparts. Just, you know, what is that clear? We talk about SMART goals, of course, you know. But what are you really committed to achieving? And achieve that. And once you achieve that, do the next one.
What an important tip. Write it down. How important is that? You have to write it down. Because when you write it down, you're committing to do it. When you don't write it down, it's like, that's it. Like, skips away. Like, and then you come back, you think about it a month later, like, oh, I was supposed to get to that. Oh, I never committed myself to doing it. I didn't write it down. All right. Now let's give a listen to Naomi Nachman, a foodie, media personality. I had a chance to interview her at last year's Kosher Fest, but her advice is timeless.
Everybody knows I'm a big hustler. I really, like, I've got a lot of energy. People always say, how do you get that energy? I'm like, baby, I was born this way, you know? Quoting Lady Gaga. I really am very high energy. I thrive on a room like this. I actually happen to be very tired right now because it
it's been a long day.
And I flew in. I had a flight in Chicago. I did an event for the OU on Sunday afternoon in Chicago. We did a chopped competition for executive directors who were there for a conference, an OU conference, and I made them all do a chop competition, and it's like getting different members of the board. You know, like some are workers and some are people sit back.
Right. Some are going to be a little bit more distant.
You're right. Yeah. Some people do a lot, like to be told what to do. So you take that concept, and that's exactly a chop competition, and how you can make a perfect dish or a perfect committee and make them work together.
Cookbook author, kosher food media personality, Naomi Nachman. By the way, that was recorded last year. It was recorded in November of 2019. So she talked about all this traveling and working the room that happened pre-coronavirus. But by the way, you know what I took away from that clip? She said, and by the way, I'm very tired right now. Did she sound tired? She didn't sound tired. So it shows you how much energy and how much passion you have to put in order to be successful. That's just the way it is. You know, we're going to go to another important tip from Greg Williams about negotiating. He's the master negotiator. And here he talks about the mindset, the preparation that someone needs to do in their mind before they head into a tough negotiation, that they're heading into, whatever it is. Let's give a listen.
The mindset that you have when you enter a negotiation will actually foretell how successful you'll be during the negotiation. And what I mean by that is, if you go into a negotiation with the mindset of, why are they negotiating with me? I don't have a lot to offer. Or worse, I have to have this negotiation come out the way I need it to be, or else whatever would be the negative outcome. Exactly. It creates stress in you when you're negotiating also.
Yeah, Greg Williams, the master negotiator and body language expert. And his clip would have been, there's so many people out there, thousands of people that have viewed it. But in case you haven't known about this yet, no problem. You could sign up today. It's free. If you're on Instagram, just follow us at Business Class Clips. Just follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips, and you automatically will receive the daily clip in your feed. And if you want to get it as a broadcast right onto your phone, the easiest way is through WhatsApp. Go to WhatsApp and text in the words sign up. Just text sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519, and you will automatically receive the daily WhatsApp business clip. Now let's give a listen to Beth Comstock. She was the former vice chair and CMO at General Electric. And here she talks about branding builds your story.
Imagine I just knock at your door. Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Beth. Would you buy my light bulb? Be like, Beth's light bulb? What credibility do you have? Right. Hi, I'm GE. Would you buy my light bulb? Oh, GE, you've been around for 130 years. Thomas Edison, he started your company. I believe you can make a good light bulb. That was 130-year earned brand value. I always challenge people, what car are you driving? What computer are you using? What shoes are you wearing? There's a segment that doesn't matter, but most other segments, they are brand consumers. They have an affinity. I'm on the board of Nike.
Right.
People are passionate about the Nike brand. I use Apple computers. People are passionate about Apple. Yes, they're great products, but they stand for something more, and it's back to story. And that's what branding does, is it builds your story.
That's such an important clip, because a lot of times people ask, what's so important about building your brand, having a story behind it, a corporate story? Answer is that branding is what sets you apart, gives you the credibility to go ahead and go forward and establish your presence in the marketplace. That's what branding is all about. I just have to get in a clip here from my friend Norm Trainer. Norm Trainer is the president of the Covenant Group. He always has something smart to say, and here he's talking about little details matter.
Client who went to the Four Seasons, again in Vancouver, interestingly enough, he liked a room overlooking the harbor. Mm-hmm. And so when he happened to be there for a few days, and he was working with a client in the morning, and then in the afternoon he was doing work in his room. And so he actually physically moved the desk and the chair over so he could look out the window. So he did that the first day. The second day he came back. What was interesting was the table was always there.
Okay.
The next time he came to that hotel, when he checked in, when he went to his room, he had a room overlooking the harbor, and the desk and the chair were overlooking.
That's unreal.
That common things uncommonly well.
That's one of his lines that I love. Do common things uncommonly well. Isn't that great? Do common things uncommonly well. Yeah. Now let's give a listen to Ron Carr. Ron Carr, also, we talked about, earlier on we heard from Stephen Leibowitz of the chief pickle maven about if a customer haggles on price. Now let's give a listen how Ron Carr would address it.
Why did you ask for the higher price to begin with? Why didn't you just ask for the lower price?
Right.
So if you got to give something, get something back in return.
So, you know, sometimes, you know, we'll do, you know, we have a fee for speaking, and sometimes someone would say, well, that's not my budget, I can only do this. And I'll look at what I need for my business. So, you know, I need some more video footage. You know, would you allow us to film it, or if you're filming it, give us the film and give us the marketing rights to use it? And if they say yes, well, heck, you know, if I discount it by $2,000 or whatever I'm doing, it's going to cost me a heck of a lot less than bringing in my own film crew and doing it. So get something in return. That's the bottom line.
Very important tip. Here it's a little bit of a different point than what Stephen mentioned earlier. Here it's, if let's say you do have to come down on price, just make sure to get something in return. Now we're going to Ron Carucci, managing partner at Navalent, and he is an expert that many big Fortune 500 companies hire when they are transitioning people in their C-suite, in their top executive team. And here he talks about early career CEO challenges.
New CEOs can be impulsive. They come in, they've got the mandate of a board, they want to establish their authority and differentiate from whoever preceded them. And so sometimes they make wickedly impulsive decisions. Or they get paralyzed. They go native. They can become part of the landscape to the severe degree that they actually can't see the need for change. So that's often early career CEO failure. Okay. But let's imagine a CEO can get past that, get some momentum behind some agenda, get some strategy that's changing, and begin to renew the organization from wherever they inherited it. Sometimes in the tenure of a CEO, midway through there'll be a crisis. Some unforeseen trend in the marketplace, some national catastrophe or disaster, they paralyze. They freeze up in the face of public scrutiny, in the face of angry employees, in the face of fearful marketplace or consumers. Mm-hmm. They don't know what to do, and so they can't go on.
Ron Carucci, just another business clip. How important is this for anyone growing up in the corporate ladder? Some people might say, well, I'm not a CEO. It doesn't apply to me. No. With every single, right, we know smart people learn from other people's mistakes, from other people's successes. A smart person always knows how to pick out the vitamins in order to, and how to apply it for their own environment and in order to make them successful. Well, in order to receive these free video business class clips on Instagram, just follow us at Business Class Clips. That's on Instagram. Or if you're on WhatsApp, text two words, sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519. Again, text sign up to 718-594-6519 and you will automatically receive a free business class clip. Well, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined here by two very talented colleagues of mine at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group, with the Talking Tactics section of tonight's show. It's going to be hosted by Elio Lehrer, VP of Operations, and Mrs. Avi Geilman-Zalewski, the Creative Director here at BLMG. Stay tuned.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. Oh, when do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's PCHARDWOODFLOORS.com.
Mindyourbusiness.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
Hi there, I'm Eliyahu Lehrer. I'm the VP of Operations here at Bottom Line Marketing, and I'm here with the Creative Director here at Bottom Line Marketing, that is Abigail Menzelewski. How are you doing today, Abigail?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Okay, so we're excited to introduce this brand new segment called Talking Tactics. It's brought to you by Bottom Line Marketing, and this is where we introduce some great marketing tips, specific strategy moves that you can implement into your business to really scale your business. We got a great marketing tip for you, and with that is knowing your target market. You got to know everything about them, their age, their employment, their mode of communication, and their financial situation. No, it's not stalking. This is an understanding of how to reach your perfect customer on their home turf. Few people step out of their comfort zone to do business with your company, so you must make sure that your business falls into their comfort zone. Approach your potential customer like an old friend, not like a stranger on the street. Taking their method of communication into account is key to having them see your product. For example, there are 2.6 billion active users on Facebook. So your chances are your target market is hanging out over there. But what if you're selling a product designed for people ages 65 and older? You may need to send a flyer to their home or place an ad in a magazine that's strategic to that age group for them to even hear about your product.
Here's some questions you need to be asking about your business. Are we reaching the audience we want? If not, who are we reaching? Is the intended audience responding the way we want them to? And can we expand our target audience in some way? You also need to identify the right target audience for your brand.
Okay, and so that actually entails knowing your existing customers, conducting market research, understanding the purchase path, and the existing pain points, you know, and part of that is, you know, there's a whole process to the market research aspect. So that's, you know, looking around at your competition, what are they doing? How are they communicating? You know, benchmarking ideas from other people in industries that you didn't think would be relevant to your industry. So if somebody in fire trucks is doing something that's very innovative that you can apply to your flooring company, that would be something that you could actually implement, and that would be a great fit for your target market. You know, you also got to look at industry trends. So if there's a particular trend going on in the industry, whether it's, you know, older people are, you know, going a little bit more into social media, you know, you have a younger demographic that's going on a particular platform on social media, or even if there's a pandemic going on and you need to adjust your strategy because of that. Also, we mentioned that you got to understand the purchase path and the existing pain points. So from step one of you putting your ad out there and the customer seeing that, what's the process from there till they actually sign on and purchase something from you? Are there any pain points along the way? There are a lot of sites out there that have a database of complaints that consumers have filed about businesses in a particular industry. You can utilize that information to come up with a better, more strategic product.
And it's not just about reaching the customers where they stand. It's about speaking their language. According to Tammy Dugard-Hurd, director of marketing at the digital marketing firm Campaign Creators, after shifting to content strategy with audience targeting in 2016, her agency saw 744% increase in organic traffic within 12 months.
That's incredible.
If your target audience is on Instagram, you can post from today to tomorrow, but if you don't create content in a style that they respond to, you'll just cruise below their radar. Here's where psychographics play in. Psychographics is the study of people's attitudes and interests, often studied in conjunction with typical demographic data to build more competent profiles of target markets and audiences. We see successful ad campaigns doing this all the time. Take the Dos Equis Most Interesting Man in the World campaign. Their advertisements feature an older, bearded gentleman. He recounts the daring exploits of his youth. And then when he is finished, he says, "I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I drink Dos Equis."
I don't know. I think you're pronouncing that wrong. I think it's, "I drink Dos Equis."
This ad speaks to beer drinkers who like to think of themselves as worldly, adventurous, and unique. I can tell you this much, it helped raise Dos Equis sales by 17%, while the rest of the imported beer market sales were down overall.
Which is something that we spoke about earlier with the industry trends. Just because something may be failing that industry doesn't necessarily mean that you have to fail as well.
Here at Bottom Line, we have a process that we have worked on for close to 30 years. This has helped us scale businesses, even if the market itself isn't too hot at the time. With careful research, strategic planning, and an appropriate media budget, we hit our target customer with a stellar message that compels them to stick around for the long haul.
Just like that. So take your business to the next level. Visit us, bottomlinemg.com. You can actually read more about this subject on our blog. It's bottomlinemg.com. MG is in marketing group. Bottomlinemg.com/blog. Thank you so much, Abigail. It was great having you here.
Thanks.
Thank you, Elio Lehrer, VP of Operations, and thank you, Mrs. Abigail Menzelewski, Creative Director here at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group, for the Talking Tactics section of tonight's show. And, of course, for those that were tuned in the whole time and got to hear the top tips from Beth Comstock, Shep Hyken, Michael McIntyre, Ron Carucci, and so many others, you could receive business class clips for free. If you're on Instagram and you want to receive it in your daily feed, simply follow us at Business Class Clips on Instagram. And if you want to receive the free daily video on WhatsApp, simply enter the word sign up and text it over to 718-594-6519. Again, on WhatsApp, text over sign up to 718-594-6519 and you will receive the free daily business class clip right on your phone. Well, that wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Don't forget to vote. Big vote coming up this Tuesday. For those that were able to vote this past week with early voting, that's great. And for those that didn't do it yet, Tuesday is the big day, election day. Well, that wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.